Good morning. Today's title is Never Thrash the Lord. 2020 started and 1 month has been spent. Do you know the company named Amazon? Amazon is the most popular mail order company, and I often use it. And from the Amazon sent me an email, and the content is like that. The member fee has not been paid. If you do not receive a message within today, we will move on to the final procedure. Amazon Customer Center 03-76709 or telephone number. And first I feared, but after that, I calmed down and I realized it is dubious email. And what do you think? What do you react to such email? And to sum up, of course, I didn't call. I didn't respond to the email. I ignored the email and did nothing. And now it turned out to be a fraudulent email. But if it was real Amazon, and what if I had a fault and was pointed out by the email? The Bible is said to be a letter written by God to us. In a modern way, it's like an email sent by God. Do we believe or do not believe in email from God? You can ignore God's speech and not believe it. We can trust and respond to God. This morning, we will continue to read the Word of the Bible and the Word of God. How we respond to this Word or not, maybe that choice will have a big impact on our lives. With that in mind, let's open the Bible today, Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 through 35. Please open your Bible if you have. Verse 27 through 35. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind man came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith will it be done to you." And their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him all over the region. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out. The man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." Jesus went through all the towns and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. Today's Bible verse, there are two healing miracle stories and two different reactions. Two miracles are usual one in the Bible, not so special, doesn't have feature, but two reaction has each feature. We also need to read and respond to God's word, read the word of God and see how we live on it. It can be said that that is being asked. What kind of response do you have? And how you live this place of worship? With that in mind, let's learn from Bible words today. First, let's focus on the first miracle. Two blind men appeared, and we focus on their active attitude and action. Verse 27, as Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." Two blind men appeared in front of Jesus. They called out loudly and Jesus' response looks so cool, kind of cool, because two blind men call out, but Jesus didn't stop walking, didn't turn back to them or didn't to talk to them, but active two blind men never give up. So two blind men followed him is surprising, because if you are a healthy person who can see, it will be easy to follow Jesus. However, it is not easy to follow without seeing. Still, they actively follow Jesus without giving up. And verse 28, when he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Once Jesus entered the house, two blind men followed him. We don't know whose house it was, but usually we need to
mm.
some brave to enter the house. We don't know. They are not invited. But two men enter the house and near to Jesus. It's really active. And Jesus opened his mouth and asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And two blind men answered, "Yes, Lord." They didn't have any hesitation. They tell their desire clearly. And next verse 29. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith will it be done to you." And their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him all over the region. There's two blind men's strong faith with action cause Jesus miracles. But such active faith does not mean obedient faith. We don't know why Jesus stopped them to talk about this. Jesus sternly ordered and warned. Nevertheless, two men tells so many people. And spread the news. Their eyes were opened and visible became visible. They saw the miracle. And they experience such miracle with active faith. But I think we are being asked to look at things carefully here. First, we need to understand the feeling of two blind men. It is necessary to think about what kind of life the two blind people have gone through. It's important to keep an eye on the fact that they have walked in the darkness and have seen the light. If they breathe something and nothing happened, we focus on such their works. But such two men encountered Savior, Son of David, promised Messiah. They finally met such person, Jesus Christ. Two men ask Lord with faith, and they hope miracle what God do, and what they believe happened by just one Lord's word, and eyes that never opened were now visible. How much was their joy, the excitement and delight of the two? I could, they couldn't help overflowing and telling people about this miracle. Yeah. I think you can imagine and understand their emotions. But it was also true that they couldn't follow the word of the Lord. We don't know why, but the Lord was strictly commanded. But they didn't follow the word. Faith is empowered by believing. It's a powerful thing to change the lifestyle of believers. Encounter with the Savior Jesus Christ, which is such a big event. Faith drives us into action. There is a Savior. Besides, the Savior is working in my life. When we experience it, we can no longer do anything. The two blind men went out and announced the miracle to the people. Faith cannot help but elicit a response to God. The Lord speaks, then we can't help but talk. The Lord works, then we have to do something. However, the response of our faith is not always the right one, in that our response to God can something be wrong. Sometimes it's possible to go in the opposite direction to God. And next verse 32. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." What Jesus said in that time was not written here. How Jesus did is not written too, but problem has been solved. The one who can not speak became to be able to speak. He get back his word. Miracles details are not clear, but Claus' responses are written here. People are surprised. And they said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." Faith asked to us to respond to God. Lord Jesus talked to us, and Lord Jesus works in our life, in our problems. He talks and He works. And how do we respond to that?
Klaus
said, Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel. With surprise. But there was opposite response by Pharisees. Verse 34, but the Pharisees said, it is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons. Pharisees watched the miracle in front of them, and they know it has not been in Israel, and Pharisees understand what crowds understand. But Pharisees' response is totally different from other crowds. So first, we are going to start Pharisees. Pharisees briefs God seriously and ask God and briefs God. They have knowledge and they ask to understand what God wants. They try too hard. And Jesus' miracle was so surprising. Pharisee didn't doubt what happened in front of them, but they didn't believe the one who do the miracle.
So
I think we can tell us these things tell us the difference between believing in what Jesus did and believing in Jesus. Blind man's eyes were opened, and the one cannot speak became to speak, a speaker, to be a speaker. But miracles divide people's heart, believers and unbelievers. Pharisees believes God, but Pharisees didn't believe in Jesus. They knew God's miracle and they didn't accept what Jesus did, and they reject Jesus too and respond cool and malicious attitude. And so what was Jesus' response after this? Two miracles were performed. People responded and responded to it. What came out of Jesus as a result? Verse 35, Jesus went through all the towns and villages teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. And this part is Jesus to Jesus' action. In this part, response of people are written. Jesus do two miracles and the people responds in two different way. First one is wrong zeal and another one is cruel unfaith. Two blind men have expectation to Jesus and they believe in God's miracle and hope the miracle realized in their life and effort to realize it and the miracle happen in their life. But two blind men didn't understand Jesus' word. They believed in Jesus' power, but they didn't understand Jesus' word. They have expectation to Jesus' miracle, but they didn't follow Jesus. They have misunderstanding and the misunderstanding create the wrong zeal. We couldn't accuse two blind men because Jesus' disciples had misunderstanding also. They spent 3 years with Jesus and listened to Jesus' word and watched Jesus' works. Nevertheless, the disciples couldn't follow Jesus' word perfectly. Jesus, the disciple, had zeal in front of cross. They have they said they can abandon their life with two souls, but they betrayed Jesus Christ and they didn't follow him and escaped. How about crowds? They called Jesus as Son of David and they have expectation as political king in Israel, new king in Israel. Crowd expect Jesus' miracle and power and they have zeal and they are so enthusiastic. But such zeal changed to frenzy, and to cross Jesus. Positive religion can be a false deal due to misdirection. Expectation for Jesus, but his enthusiasm can turn into enthusiasm. And how about the Pharisees' response? They ask God seriously, they follow God seriously, but they couldn't believe Jesus Christ in front of them, and they reject miracle as demons did. And their unfaith appeared as cruel word and attitude. They insist they are right, and they decide Jesus was wrong, and Jesus rejected and judged him on the cross. Here we can show human foolishness of false zeal and ruthless disbelief. And we can see human error caused by misunderstanding and unbelief. But Jesus' response is surprising to us. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. I think Jesus could be angry at stupid blind and scold them. He should have been able to mourn the unbelievable unfaithful Pharisees and judge them. But Jesus did not. Whatever the response of people, the Lord still dedicated himself to his work. We have great expectation for the Lord Jesus Christ, God's work and God's power. I look forward to what happens in my life and pray eagerly to the Lord Jesus. Give eagerly and look forward to the Lord, but our response is not always right. Sometimes we think this is good and we go to opposite way to God. The blind men are those who follow the Lord despite being blind. But after their eyes were opened, they could not follow the Lord Jesus. Despite being strictly commanded, they were against the word of the Lord. They could not realize that their zeal was wrong. Yet the Lord did not stop his work. No matter what reaction or response was elicited, he He traveled around town and villages, visited people suffering from illness, and continued to heal them. Sometimes we may be cruel and cold toward Jesus. You may believe in your seriousness and faith that you are right, judge the Lord Jesus as wrong, and deny or reject his work. The Pharisees took a cold attitude, throwing ruthless words against Jesus. He revealed anger and exposed hostility and malice toward to Jesus. Yet, the Lord could not stop speaking his word. Even though the Pharisees and unbelievers did what they denied it, rejected, and refused, the Lord continued to teach in synagogues and continued to pass on gospel of the kingdom. We are weak, imperfect, and influenced by many things. You can also be shaken by various events. Sometimes it's enthusiastic, sometimes it's cruel and cold. If you believe you are right, you may deny others and reject God. But Lord can continue to work for those who suffer pain, heal those who need healing, forgive those who need forgiveness. And he speaks the word of God to those who are hungry for the word. Faith responses are expression of faith are truly diverse. Each one is different. Even with the same religion, the way of response and the way of expression are different. So I was surprised at Tokyo Christian University because in the university there are many sects, and we worship in different way, and we insist how our faith way is right. In TCU University, I experienced such controversy with other people. And how about in the Jura Megumi Church? Do you think such things never happened in this church? No. We have various members in this church. We are going to hold young people's camp, and last week we had meeting for that. There are many various opinions. Each one has each opinions. And I was in trouble how I solved them, but one thing is clear. We have just one Savior in this church. We have each various opinions. But we believe just one Savior, just one Christ. And their opinion, opinions are united to one way. So Jesus, Lord Jesus, does his work. Responses and reaction to our Lord Jesus are many ways. Even the same person faith shakes. What is withdrawn may change each time. There will surely be wrong zeal and ruthless disbelief coming out of me. Nevertheless, the Lord will follow his path and fulfill his role. There were many people around Jesus. Various responses were seen. They were misunderstanding, lots of unbelief. Nevertheless, the Lord continued on his way to the cross. So, this year, my weakness, mistakes, my assumptions and mistakes will surely will happen. Yet, the Lord is with me, speaking the words I need. He will do what I need. That's why it is necessary to keep the focus on who is my Lord. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Let us pray. Dear God, you are always watching us. He sees what we believe, what we see, and what we ask. You pay attention to our faith and our response, and see how we live in front of you. Sometimes we are deprived of our eyes by various things. We can be shocked by people's weakness, lack, cruelty and stupidity. Nevertheless, the Lord is the Lord. I speak the word of the Lord. No matter what our religion, our faith is, no matter how we react or respond, the Lord will continue his steps faithfully. And he invites us, saying, see me and follow me. So we are going to listen to your voice. And I want to keep eye on your and focus on you. Please let us trust you. May us always walk with you, healing, comforting, and teaching us, Lord Jesus Christ. In Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.